I'm now going to make a very strong statement. In my judgment, the most important thing you can do to dramatically improve your closing percentages and to make more sales is to deliberately train your voice. Learn how to use voice inflections, because most people simply do not properly approach that. A lot of people learn the other things, but for whatever reason, they learn how to use their voice by accident. Strong statement to make now. If you do not have your own cassette player recorder, you, my friend, are not in the world of selling yet. Or at least you're not deadly serious about becoming as much as you can become. You absolutely must get a good cassette recorder. You must record your presentation. It would be ideal if it could be in front of a live prospect. If that cannot be handled, then you put it in a simulated, in a classroom situation, the full presentation. Give it everything you got. Do it as you normally would do. Then you need to do two things. You need to listen back and analyze, and then you need to script your presentation. You need to do the same thing with the way you answer objections, the way you close sales. The whole bit needs to be recorded. You're going to discover some interesting, some pleasing, and some information that you won't be glad to get, except for the fact that it will help you to become infinitely more professional. You're going to discover, first of all, that the chances are about 9 to 1 that you talk too much. That's right. The second thing you're going to discover is that particularly toward the end of the presentation, you have a tendency to get into much of a monotone. And the third thing is you're going to discover is that you deal in a lot of areas that have nothing whatever to do with the sale itself. Let me tell you what's going to happen. When you put the words to script, they're going to remind you of some things that you have forgotten. You're going to then write those things down, those points, those examples, those ideas. And when you write down what you'd been using, combined with what you had forgotten, some beautiful new ideas are going to be generated from it. You're going to have a surge in the growth of your self-image. You're going to realize that you're much further down the path as a professional than you realized that you were. All right, now, I mentioned the fact that you've now gotten a great deal of information. You now need to start training your voice so that you can make it more effective. You do that, first of all, as you listen to that presentation, you ask yourself a question. If I were calling on me with that presentation I just made, would I be convinced? Would I buy from me? That's a very important thing. Then we need to look at how we change the inflection of the voice to make those words more effective. You can change meaning with voice inflection. Let me give you one sentence with 8 words in it to show you what I'm talking about. The sentence has 8 different meanings depending on the way your voice is used. The sentence is, I did not say he beat his wife. Now, when I make the statement like that, that simply is a statement of fact. And that's all it is, a statement of fact. That's the first meaning. Now, the second meaning you can give it with voice inflection is, I did not say he beat his wife. The statement was made, but it's by somebody else. Wasn't me. The third statement can be simply a vehement denial. I did not say he beat his wife. The fourth statement can be, I did not say he beat his wife. I implied it, no question about that, but I sure didn't say it. Number 5, I did not say he beat his wife. Is that fellow over there? He's the one who did it. The 6th statement, I did not say he beat his wife. Slapped her around a little bit, but he sure didn't beat her. Next one, I did not say he beat his wife. He's beating that other fellow's wife. That's what he was doing. And finally, the 8th one, I did not say he beat his wife. That is his little sister you saw him slapping around.